Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and Tuesday, November 5th, Why Music Concert Number 1 will be at the Casbah in Durham at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 and $10 for Duke students, and this is for general admission seating. New York Sextet Why Music combines, quote, all the prestige and virtuosity of classical music degrees with all the attitude and energy of an indie rock band, and that's a quote from Paste Magazine. They thrive comfortably in both spheres, bringing classical polish to indie rock artists from Sufjan Stevens to Dirty Projectors and Indie Rock Fire to contemporary classical composers from Gabriel Kahn to Nico Muhly. Why Music's year-long university residency will feature two complimentary concerts at Durham's intimate Casbah nightclub. In November, they perform new works from their forthcoming second record, and in March, after working for a year with the Duke Composition Program, they'll play again with works from up-and-coming graduate composers. Again, Why Music Concert Number 1 will be performed Tuesday, November 5th at the Casbah in Durham. Measure Back, created by T. Ryder Smith and Christopher McLaurin, will be performed Wednesday, November 6th, Thursday, November 7th, Friday, November 8th, and Saturday, November 9th at 8:15 p.m. at the Man Bites Dog Theater. Tickets are $22 and $15 for ages 30 and under, and again, $10 for Duke students. And this is also general admission seating. Obie Award-winning director Christopher McLaurin and Drama Desk Award-winning actor T. Ryder Smith team up to create Measure Back, an immersive mixed-media theater experience that draws from the evening news and Homer's Trojan War to examine the ubiquity of war. A trio of actors led by Smith stand as soldiers, while the audience acts alternately as spectators, participants, and subjects of war unfolding around them. Will you question authority or follow orders? Will you participate or resist? Can you change the course of war, or is it predetermined? A shared theatrical journey, Measure Back is a fierce and sometimes darkly comic attempt to seek out the roots of warfare within us. Again, Measure Back will be performed Wednesday, November 6th, Thursday, November 7th, Friday, November 8th, and Saturday, November 9th at 8:15 p.m. at the Man Bites Dog Theater. On Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m., Kirill Gerstein, a pianist, will be performing at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $32 to $26, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Kirill Gerstein declares the Boston Globe is, quote, on the fast track to a major career, and he deserves to be. After high-level training in Russia and the United States, including a stint studying jazz improvisation and a promising early performance career, Gerstein received the Gilmore Foundation Artist Award in 2010. This incredibly exclusive prize is bestowed on only one classical pianist every 4 years and put him in the company of such luminaries as Leif Ove Andsnes and Petar Enderovsky. Gerstein brings freshness and intelligence to his playing of the two vignette-based masterpieces that anchor his Duke Performances program. Schumann's dazzling Carnival, inspired by a rogue gallery of masked revelers, and Mussorgsky's iconic Pictures at an Exhibition, based on an art gallery of Russian paintings. Again, Kirill Gerstein on piano will be performing Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. For ticket information about any of these performances, again, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have a couple performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. Chris Hardwick will be performing Friday, November 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are between $30 and $50. Chris Hardwick is a stand-up comedian, a chart-topping podcaster, television personality, contributor for Wired magazine, and creative head of the multi-platform media behemoth known as Nerdist Industries. Chris is the founder of Nerdist Industries, which has grown to include the Nerdist.com website, a premium YouTube channel, with several hundred thousand subscribers, the Nerdist News Daily e-newsletters, 1.9 million Twitter fans, a podcast network including the flagship Nerdist podcast that averages 4.8 million monthly downloads, and most recently The Nerdist, a comedy variety talk show broadcast on BBC America. Additionally, Nerdist hosts live events such as the Nerdist Podcast Live and Course of the Force, an annual Comic-Con lightsaber relay in partnership with Lucasfilms LTD. On top of his Nerdist responsibilities, Chris is the face of AMC's live-after show Talking Dead, which discusses the highly rated show The Walking Dead. He was recently featured in a one-hour stand-up special, Chris Hardwick Mandroid, on Comedy Central in November of last year, which is now available on DVD. Nerdist Industries is headquartered at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. Again, Chris Hardwick will be performing at the Carolina Theater Friday, November 8th at 8 p.m. Also at the Carolina Theater, An Evening with the Red Clay Ramblers. That performance takes place Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $36. Now in their 40th year, the Tony Award-winning Red Clay Ramblers are a North Carolina string band whose repertoire reflects their roots in old-time mountain music, as well as bluegrass, country, rock, New Orleans jazz, gospel, and the American musical. The Ramblers' long association with music and theater also includes the original New York productions of Diamond Studs in 1975 and Sam Shepard's A Lie of the Mind in 1985. In 1988, the Red Clay Ramblers scored Mr. Shepard's film Far North, and they performed and appeared in his second feature, Silent Ton, in 1994. The Ramblers also scored Nick Searcy's Paradise Falls. The Ramblers have been guests numerous times on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion and have appeared nationally with Jay Leno on the NBC TV Tonight Show, Harry Smith, CBS TV This Morning, and Candice Bergen on ABC TV AM America. They have toured extensively in North America and in Europe and have made four USIA concert tours to Eastern Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East. The Ramblers developed Kudzu, a southern musical, in collaboration with Pulitzer-winning cartoonist Doug Marlette, and staged the show at Duke in Durham on February 1998 and the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. An Evening with the Red Clay Ramblers takes place Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Again, that phone number for the Carolina Theater for ticket information is 919-560-3030. Coming up at DPAC on November 3rd at 7 p.m., John Fogerty will be performing. DPAC, which is the Durham Performing Arts Center, is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. Their phone number for ticket information is 919-680-2787. John Fogerty's new album, Wrote a Song for Everyone, had entered the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart at number 3, selling 51,319 copies in its first week. This marks the Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee's highest debuting album of his career, including Creedence Clearwater Revival releases. In addition, this is Fogerty's highest charting record since 1985's Centerfield hit number 1. One of rock's most important artists and a national treasure who sold over more than 100 million albums, Fogerty will be performing at DPAC November 3rd. Produced by Fogerty, Wrote a Song for Everyone is generating widespread praise and has received Rolling Stone magazine's highest rating, a rare 5 stars in a lead review. A celebration of his iconic songbook, the album is a collection of 14 songs, 12 classics and deep tracks, CCR and solo material, from his remarkable canon of hits recorded in collaboration with today's biggest superstars from the country, pop, and rock worlds, plus 2 brand new solo songs, including the new single and video Mystic Highway. Wrote a Song for Everyone was released by Vanguard Records in May on his birthday when he performed a sold-out, intimate, one-night-only album release and birthday bash concert at the E.I. Ray Theater in Los Angeles that was broadcast live on Access TV. Wrote a Song for Everyone marks the singer, songwriter, and guitarist's ninth studio solo album since disbanding CCR. Mixed by Bob Clearmountain, it was recorded in L.A. and Nashville, except for Proud Mary, which was recorded in New Orleans. Fogerty recorded Fortunate Son with the Foo Fighters at their 606 studio using the legendary Neve recording console, featuring the number one iTunes documentary, Sound City. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve the DPAC community, online sales to the event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. If you're ordering outside that area or have a billing address outside that area, you can still purchase tickets by calling them directly. Also coming at DPAC on November 7th, Leonard Skinner with special guest Drake White. And that performance takes place at 7:30. With album sales over 30 million worldwide and classic American rock anthems including Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird, Leonard Skinner remains a cultural icon that appeals to multiple generations. Southern rock royalty Leonard Skinner made their DPAC debut this fall. Having survived enough tragedy and just plain hard miles for 10 bands, Leonard Skinner is, remarkably at this stage of their career, on a roll. Led by core members Gary Rossington, guitar, Johnny Van Zant, vocals, and Ricky Medlock, guitar, Skinner's latest album, Last of a Dying Breed, continues to build on the legacy that began over 35 years ago in Jacksonville, Florida. Joining them in the studio and on the road are new bassist Johnny Colt from the Black Crowes and Train, guitarist Mark Sparky Medechka, a Nashville guy just a picking fool, according to Rossington, and keyboardist Peter Keys, who replaced Powell on the God and Guns tour. There are VIP packages available. The Leonard Skinner meet and greet package includes one reserve ticket located in the first five rows of the stage, exclusive meet and greet with Leonard Skinner, a personal photograph with Leonard Skinner, specifically designed merchandise item exclusive to this package only, commemorative 48th anniversary button set, VIP meet and greet laminate, and this does have limited availability. The Leonard Skinner VIP tour package includes one reserved ticket located in the first 12 rows, specially designed merchandise item, commemorative 40th anniversary button set, commemorative tour laminate, and this also is limited availability. And you can call them for tickets at 919-680-2787. Like the previous performance, and in fact, most of the performances at DPAC, that sales to this event are restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia. Also coming to DPAC on November 9th, John Oliver, who is the guest host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. John Oliver served as host of the Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for 8 weeks of original episodes that were scheduled during Jon Stewart's hiatus. "Don't worry, it's still going to be everything you love about The Daily Show, just without the thing that you love the most about it," said Oliver. John Oliver joined The Daily Show and the Best Freaking News team ever in 2006, and since arriving has done everything from interviewing UN ambassadors to covering the World Cup in South Africa to breaking his nose fighting for the Confederate Army. As a writer, Oliver has won Emmy and Writers Guild Awards, and he won the Breakout Award at the HBO U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen. He performed stand-up around the U.S., and his one-hour special, Terrifying Times, debuted in April 2008. His stand-up series, John Oliver's New York Stand-Up Show, premiered on Comedy Central in January 2010, with the fourth season slated to air. Along with Andy Zaltzman, Oliver also writes and stars in a weekly podcast, The Bugle, audio newspaper for a visual world. Now, this performance is recommended for mature audiences only, and it contains adult language. And finally, coming up at DPAC from November 12th through the 17th, Ghost, Broadway's best new love story, will be performed. Relive the iconic and magical moments from the Oscar-winning movie Ghost in a brand new Broadway musical. Ghost the musical breathes glorious new life into a timeless love story. The musical features an original pop score from multiple Grammy Award winners Dave Stewart, one half of the 80s pop duo The Eurythmics, and Glenn Ballard, co-writer with Alanis Morissette on the multi-platinum album Jagged Little Pill, among many other notable credits and collaborations. The musical's tale of everlasting love is thrilling entertainment for audiences of all ages. Adapted from the hit film by the Academy Award-winning screenwriter Bruce Joel Rubin, Ghost the Musical follows Sam and Molly, a young couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after Sam's untimely death. Trapped between two worlds, Sam refuses to leave Molly when he learns she's in grave danger. Desperate to communicate with her, he turns to a storefront psychic who helps him protect Molly and avenge his death. There is a content advisory for this performances. Parental guidance is suggested. The show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. The event dates and times: Tuesday, November 12th, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, November 14th, 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. Saturday, November 16th, there are two performances, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And on Sunday, November 17th, two performances again, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. For any information or to purchase tickets about any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Joey Diaz will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club. This performance is rated a very strong rated R. Sometimes it takes a huge movie role or a part in a popular television series to put a stand-up comedian on the radar. With Joey Coco Diaz, it was a number one comedy album on iTunes and Billboard. Joey has appeared in numerous films and television shows, but his storytelling on the extremely popular podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, really showcased one of the funniest comedians working today. Joey started his comedy career in Denver after serving a short stint at a correctional facility where he realized he could actually make people laugh. After his release, Joey gave it a try in a real comedy club, and that was it. His R-rated outlook on life will get you howling in your seats, but that's what a good comedian is supposed to do. What makes Joey special is his ability to tell a story so regardless of the subject matter, you're still laughing. Whether it's lighting a hooker's wig on fire or attacking a nun in the fifth grade, you'll be cheering for him. Joey's also hitting big strides on Hollywood as a character actor. You'll see him on a reoccurring role in ABC's General Hospital, as well as on episodes of Children's Hospital, The Mentalist, and Supa Ninjas. The big screen is no stranger either. He'll soon be seen in the movies The Dog That Saved Halloween and Beat Shark Attack. Other films he's appeared in include Spider-Man 2, Taxi, Analyze That, but the film in which Joey stole your heart was the remake of The Longest Yard. Again, Joey Diaz will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. There is still time to catch some performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They are located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-996-8700. Dora the Explorer will be at the Memorial Auditorium November 1st through the 3rd. Dora, her best buddy Boots the Monkey, and the rest of their friends embark on an exciting trip to Treasure Island. The audience helps them navigate over Dancing Mountain, through Silly Singing Bridge, and to confront the pirate piggies. Along the way, the audience will use their map reading, counting, musical, and language skills to successfully help Dora reach the treasure. All ends happily on stage with a yo-ho-ho. Showtimes for this, November 1st, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., November 2nd, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and again at 5 p.m., and November 3rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tickets range from $14 to $47. Still time to catch 50 Shades the Musical at the Fletcher Opera Theater. 50 Shades the Musical, the hilarious parody of the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, will return to Raleigh on November 1st and 2nd. A sexy, hysterical musical romp, 50 Shades the Musical, is a laugh-out-loud night of fun you won't want to miss. A resounding hit in Chicago and New York and at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, 50 Shades the Musical opens with a ladies' book club deciding to read 50 Shades of Grey. Through their interpretation of the novel, the audience is led on an uproarious roller coaster ride of this unlikely bestseller. The show is full of dance numbers and original songs delivered by an outrageous cast with a live onstage band. Showtimes for this, November 1st, 8 p.m., November 2nd, 2 p.m., and 8 p.m., and tickets range, there's one ticket price of $47. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium, Elf the Musical, and that takes place November 12th through the 17th. One of the most beloved Hollywood hits of the past decade is born again live on stage. Elf is a hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he's actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. This modern-day Christmas classic is sure to make everyone embrace their inner elf. The New York Times says that Elf is a splashy, peppy, sugar-sprinkled holiday entertainment. USA Today calls Elf endearingly goofy. Variety proclaims Elf is happy enough for families, savvy enough for city kids, and plenty smart for adults. Based on the beloved 2003 New Line Cinema hit, Elf features songs by Tony Award nominees Matthew Skyler, and Chad Begulin, the wedding singer, with a book by Tony Award winners Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin. The running time for this performance is 2 hours and 25 minutes with a 20-minute intermission. The show times November 12th, 7:30 p.m., November 13th and 14th and 15th, 7:30 p.m., November 16th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and November 17th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Again, for any of these performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, you can call them for ticket information or to purchase tickets at 919-996-8700. It's time to read some upcoming things from Pinecone. Arnold Richardson will be Music of the Carolinas series, will be performing Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Eatington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and ticket distribution will start at 2 p.m. Arnold Richardson, known by his Iroquois name as Sandosi, is a gifted musician and sculptor, and he has recently been named a recipient of the North Carolina Heritage Award. His extraordinary gift of flute playing brought him immediate notoriety as a top American Indian flutist in the East, and the North Carolina Arts Council awarded him with a Folks Arts Grant to produce his first professional recording, Roanoke, in the 1990s. Since then, he has recorded other CDs of his own, as well as being featured on a number of additional albums. All of his recordings are original compositions, and he plays percussion as well as all other instrumentation. Richardson will be honored at the North Carolina Heritage Awards on May 20th, and you can see him in the Intimate Daniels Auditorium again on Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Again, this performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and the ticket distribution will start at 2 p.m. The Irish Music Jam Session, Pinecone and Tiernanou co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join. Set lists usually are available at the session, and this session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80 years old. And we do have time to read a couple of upcoming events that are happening through Pinecone as well. Coming up on Friday, November 1st, James Olin Odin CD Release Party will be at the Tiernanog, in Raleigh. Phone number for more information on that is 919-833-7795. Corn and the Colonels, Curtis Eller's American Circus, Footnotes Tap Ensemble, and Nicola Bullock will be at the Casbah in Durham. Phone number for more information is 919-687-6969. The Hay Brothers will be at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-839-6262. And Guilty Pleasures will be at the Pittsboro Roadhouse and General Store in Pittsboro. Phone number for more information, 919-542-2432. And all of those performances take place Friday, November 1st. Saturday, November 2nd, we have Martha Redbone Roots Project, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the Titmus Theater, the North Carolina State University in Raleigh. Phone number for information on that performance is 919-515-1100. On Wednesday, November 6th, Annalise Emmerich will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number for more information is 919-833-8898. On Thursday, November 7th, the Grass Cats will be at Max Tavern in Cary. Phone number for more information, 919-467-4114. The Straybirds with Steph Stewart and Boyfriends will be performing also on Thursday, November 7th at the Casbah in Durham. Phone number for them is 919-687-6969. And finally, Friday, November 8th, we have The Quiet American with Adam Hurt and Beth Hartness. They will be performing at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Phone number for more information on that is 919-929-2787. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.